Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit dronelaw.pro, where Part 107 pilots become Part 107 professionals. Here's your host, drone attorney Enrico Schaefer.
Your drone company needs liability protection. Today, we're going to be talking on Drone Law Pro Radio about how to protect your drone service company from liability. And obviously, there's been a long-standing conversation about insurance, and we'll just assume that you have some, that you've taken care of the insurance issue for your company by making sure you've got all the various insurance you're going to need, one that covers your drone operations, and then, of course, general business insurance as well is always a valuable thing to have. What I want to talk about today are some issues which many drone service providers are not thinking about. In order to protect your company from liability, there's a variety of different techniques that you need to employ. The first top level protection that you have from personal liability is to make sure that you're operating under the right corporate structure. And generally, here's some things you need to know. If you are a sole proprietorship or a partnership, then you are personally liable for the debts and liabilities of the company. There is no separate entity that is going to protect you from liability. While insurance can still be obtained for your sole proprietorship or partnership, it is still very important to get out of those simple corporate formations into something that's just a little bit more sophisticated, such as a limited liability company, S-Corp, C-Corp, etc. By making sure you've got that separate entity corporate structure in place, you will be protected personally from liability. Now, the other things that you need to be thinking about in terms of protecting your company and yourself from liability is to remember that you can have injury to property, you could have injury to people, you could have contract disputes with pilots or flight crew or your customer. And so the second biggest layer of protection you're going to have is your contract protection. If you have the right contracts in place with, for instance, your customers, that's going to protect you from getting sued for breach of contract. Making sure that it is an SUAS, a drone-specific contract, is going to be very important as well, because drones create a number of specific risks that you're going to want to address in the contract. Not the least of which is copyright protection. You, as the owner of the drone service provider, presumably, if you've got everything lined up correctly, are the owner of the copyright, the data, the photos, the videos that have been captured by drone. You're licensing those to customers. Your drone service contract, your customer contract, needs to address the copyright license specifically, indicate what rights are reserved and what rights are granted to the customer. That is a big area of dispute that it creates potential liability for the service provider. The other areas of contract protection, obviously, you need to make sure that your flight crew, if they're employees, that they've got employment agreements in place, that if they're independent contractors, that you have flight crew contractor agreements in place. Of course, at Drone Law Pro, we provide all these templates and forms of contract for you to use as part of your drone service business. So you're going to want to have all of your worker side contracts in place to make sure you don't get sued for things like, a contractor arguing that they're really an employee and they should have been provided benefits, withholding of payroll taxes. If there is a dispute between you and your pilot about the ownership of the work that was captured by the pilot, all of that should be spelled out in the pilot agreement, which will assign all of the copyright to your company as a matter of course. If, in fact, the pilot is going to steal your customer list or trade secrets, and that isn't covered by the employment agreement, you're going to be in a much weaker position to control what that worker does when they leave your employ and all of a sudden want to compete against you directly, even with the customers that have been your customers. So contract is very important on the employee, on the contractor side of the business, on the customer side of the business. But you also want to be thinking about your website. Okay, your interaction with everyone that comes to your website, creates liabilities. It creates expectations. Your terms of service or terms of use of your website and your privacy agreement with your website and your copyright policy with your website, those three links that are found in almost every footer of every website, a lot of times people just cut and paste those, or they get them from their web programmer and they're not specific to drones, they're not specific to your business model. That's a problem. You are best protected from liability from virtually everyone that interacts with you through the web by your terms of use, by your privacy agreement, by your copyright policy. You need to make sure those are specifically tailored to your business model and they're providing you maximum protection. And of course, we have templates at Drone Law Pro for drone service providers, which can be modified for your purposes for all of those website agreements. So that's another big area of liability, the contract protection side. Another bucket of liability that you want to be thinking about is in terms of drone operations. To the extent that you are not Part 107 compliant, if there's a problem with the flight that causes injury to person or property, the fact that you are flying illegal is going to hurt you greatly and create a lot more liability to your company and potentially to you personally for operating outside the regulations. So flying within Part 107 regulations is critical. The other thing that you want to think about is that you need all of, if your service provider or your company is providing multiple personnel who are participating in drone operations, then you need a Part 107 compliant policy manual, which is the series of checklists on all areas of operations, from pre-flight operations to flight operations, to what you're going to do in terms of maintenance, what kind of logs and records you're going to keep, all the different things that have to occur in order for a flight to occur under your company, all the operations defined. Having the Part 107 compliant operations manual is going to provide you really strong protection if you or your customer gets sued as a result of a mishap for flight operations. The other things that you need to be thinking about in terms of your liability are intellectual property issues. If you pick a company name that is too similar to someone else's pre-existing company name, you can get sued for trademark infringement. And that's not part of your insurance, typically. That is something that your company is going to be liable for, just like on the contract issues with employees, with customers, with everyone else that you can interact with. You are not going to be covered by insurance on those issues. So having that operations and manual in place is going to be important for you, and your customer is going to want to make sure that you have an operations manual in place if they're at all sophisticated so that their liability is reduced. So you want to be thinking about those issues in order to reduce your liability. Copyright infringement, a big liability issue. These are photos, data, and videos. To the extent that you are not controlling copyright ownership and licensing from the moment that the media is being captured, the data is being captured, then you are exposing yourself to a considerable copyright risk. Let me give you an example. If you have a pilot that's operating as a contractor for you, then as a matter of default law, that pilot owns the copyright to everything that's obtained. If you don't have an agreement where that copyright is assigned or all licenses granted to you as a result of that flight operations, then you're going to have potential exposure to the pilot if, in fact, they decide that there's a falling out or that you've used the footage in a way that they didn't agree to. Copyright law is very friendly to the copyright owner and creates statutory damages of up to $150,000 per infringement. Trademark infringement, up to $100,000 for intentional infringement. These are big liability issues for which there is no exposure. The other thing that you want to be thinking about in terms of flight operations is neighboring property owners. They might want to sue you for invasion of privacy, for trespass, for flying over their property, or what have you. All of these issues are really undefined. What is a nuisance in the age of drones? No one knows. It's going to take years, decades to figure all that out within the court system. In the meantime, you don't want to be the test case. And so getting things like a notice of UAV operations for neighboring property owners and providing that to them before flight operations for certain types of operations is going to be very important. Reduce the liability to you as the drone service provider, as the drone pilot, and for your customers. Making sure that you are not going to get shot down. Your drone's not going to get shot down because you weren't aware that the neighbor was going to have a problem with it. You'd rather know the neighbor's going to have a problem with your drone operations before you put your drone in the air. That way you have an opportunity to educate them that this is a lawful flight, that they're in error concerning their rights. You can bring the police on board in order to allow the flight to occur safely if, in fact, you've got a disgruntled neighbor that simply is intractable. So these are some of the general liability risks that you face that can be protected from some relatively simple steps. Make sure that you've got all the documents in place, the contracts in place for customers, through flight crew, through employees, through owners. Make sure you've got your corporate structure in place as an LLC or S-Corp or C-Corp. Make sure that you are thinking about liability issues as part of your business model and protecting yourself before something bad happens. And of course, always make sure you've got flight insurance that covers aviation for drones. My name is drone attorney Enrico Schaefer, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit us at dronelaw.pro. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices, by searching Drone Law Pro. Don't forget to share this podcast on your social media and with your Part 107 friends. Until next time, fly safe.